In local sports, Mustang Track Club delivered a dominant showing at the Charger Elite Meet in Florida on Saturday, racking up 43 medals in total, 20 gold, 12 silver, and 11 bronze. The team also shattered 9 meet records. 12-year-old Jasmine Beckford won the long jump in a new meet record, along with victories in the 100-meter and 200-meter races. The 200 was also a record-breaking run. In the 14 girls division, Daquana Howe matched the triple gold performance, taking the long jump, the 100-meter, another meet record, and the 200-meters. And in the 10-year-old boys category, Javon Tulloch swept the long jump, 100-meters and 200-meters, with the long jump setting yet another meet record. Nadan Ali, a Rankin, claimed 2 gold and a silver in the 10-year-old girls division, including a record-setting 100 meters. Talon Blake earned silver in the under-17 boys 100 meters and stormed to gold in the 200 meters with a new meet record. And Reagan Jakes scored to a gold in the under-17 boys high jump, also rewriting the record books. Cayman's National Flag Football Program is celebrating a strong international debut this weekend. Both the men's and women's national teams finished third overall at the IFAF Central America and Caribbean Tournament in El Salvador, the first IFAF event Cayman has ever attended. In cycling, the 2026 Cayman National Championships time trial has its champions. 23 riders took to the line to take on the 31-kilometer Eastern Circuit, racing solo against the clock. Ryan Thompson made history, powering to a sub-40 ride in 39.23 to smash the course record that James Bailey had only recently taken from last year's elite men's champion, Michael Testori. So overall finishes, Alyssa Burgess took the women in a time of 47.54. Juniors was Ryan Thompson with his 39.23 time. Jake Fagan took the under-23 in a time of 48.47. Christopher Bodden, the elite men, Jeremy Solomon, the masters, and Sasha Tibbetts, the Supermasters. Cayman's chess delegation brought their A-game to the VIIRT Hybrid Rapid Tournament on Saturday at John Gray High School. Cayman players competed across 4 sections against strong competition from Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, and St. Kitts and Nevis. While Cayman's players gained valuable international experience throughout the event, it was the under-12 section that stole the spotlight. Artie Clark delivered a dominant performance, finishing first, showcasing the strength of Cayman's emerging young talent. The tournament serves as Cayman's final prep ahead of the highly anticipated Karifta Hybrid Chess Championships scheduled for July. Cayman Cricket says the future of the sport is in good hands after another successful interprimary session wrapped up with some of the strongest performances the program has seen in years.
I'm very optimistic in terms of the talent that we have here. I mean, this competition, I've been here just over 4 years, and this competition has grown every single year we have held it. Over the last 4 years, grown in terms of the number of teams participating, grown in terms of the level of competition. So to see something like that, it's really pleasing. So credit must be given to all the schools and everyone involved in making this competition possible, all the sponsors for providing this platform for the young talent in the Cayman Islands to showcase their talents.
Coach Bernard says the steady rise in participation and skill level shows that the investment in youth cricket is paying off, and the performances on the final day reflected that progress.
Well, that's the side we're trying to crack now. We have seen the talent, it's now getting them, you know, into more focused training, you know, into the programs of the Cayman Cricket. We have a youth academy, and that's the aim of that academy, is to capture the talent that is here. So hopefully when we reach out, you know, they come and join and be a part of our program so they can get more focused training, and hopefully we'll be able to develop the talent with the coaching infrastructure that we have here on Ireland.
Coach says the next step is transitioning the standout players into structured development pathways, ensuring the best young cricketers continue to grow beyond primary school.
It augurs well for the future, and we just look to keep making this competition as vibrant as it is and making it bigger and better each year.
And the Cayman Motoring Federation is in China this week for the International Automobile Federation Conference and Extraordinary General Assemblies. The event brings together FIA member clubs and federations to share ideas, discuss innovation, strengthen governance, improve road safety, and shape the, quote, future of mobility and motorsports globally. That's your latest local sports. I'm Carsley Fuller.